Hello, everyone. This is Scott Yates, Director of Communications and Producer Relations for the Washington Grain Commission, here with episode 129 of Wheat All About It, or what I'm calling There's Something for Everyone in the 2017 Ag Census. About my conversation with Chris Mertz, Northwest Regional Director for the National Agricultural Statistics Service based in Olympia, Washington. In this gotta have it yesterday world, I feel I have to explain why the 2017 census wasn't released until April 2019. Mostly, it's because the 6 million data points collected over the course of gathering information has to be transformed from numbers to knowledge. The census was also delayed several months because of the most recent government shutdown. I've talked to Mertz once before, in episode 45 of Wheat All About It, about the then-ongoing efforts to publicize the start of information gathering for the 2017 census and encouraging farmers to participate. That interview was done back in October 2017. I talked to Mertz again on May 22, 2019, 1 month after the census had been released. I was sorry to learn that participation in the census had ticked down in the U.S. and in Washington. In 2012, the Washington response rate was 76.1%. In 2017, it was 71.4%. The numbers are similar on a national level, and Mertz said in conversations with other agencies, it appears the decline is part of a larger trend. Although Washington may not have excelled in terms of the number of submissions, it was among a vanguard of states reporting to NAS electronically.
Of the top five states responding electronically, the three PNW states were in the top five.
Wow.
Idaho, Oregon, and Washington.
So we really are better than the rest of the nation.
I keep telling people that, too.
So what are the three top commodities in Washington?
Well, it depends on how you want to measure it, correct?
Yes.
You want to measure it in terms of acres planted, or if you want to measure it in terms of volume of sales, there's different ways you want to look at it. So the easiest one to measure in terms of land area that's consistent across the whole census, that would be wheat.
Okay, so we are the largest crop in terms of acreage.
That is correct.
Okay.
In terms of dollar values, it depends on how you look at it. Apples, we lumped all fruit sales together. So if you look at our annual program or annual data that comes out, we know that apples is the number one commodity in terms of volume of sales. And in the census, fruit, which included grapes, apples, cherries, and everything, they all added up to be the number one commodity group. Okay, in terms of value of market products sold in the state of Washington, it was $3.6 billion. That's fruit, tree nuts, and berries.
Okay.
Then second category would be vegetables, which would include potatoes. That was the second category. The third is milk from cows. Fourth is cattle and calves. And fifth would be grains and oil seeds and dry beans.
So wheat farm numbers in the Northwest declined 20% from the 2012 census to the 2017 census, but really not any acreage. The farm number decline, then, is essentially a proxy for the decline in the number of farmers, isn't it?
Yes, number of people that are producing wheat to harvest, correct. And we have shown a decline in the state of Washington. For an example, in 1997, when USDA began the Census of Agriculture, took it over from the Commerce Department, we had about 4,400 farms that harvested wheat. We showed in 2017, 2,506. So we are showing a decline in the number of farms producing wheat. But also we need to remember, talking about the Northwest, wheat is also a rotational crop in some areas too. So some farms may have it 1 year, the next year they do not.
Are acres devoted to farming increasing or decreasing in Washington? What about the Northwest?
Okay, that's a very good question. The Northwest, state of Washington, and the U.S. generally have the same trend. Over time, we're having less land devoted to farms. That also includes pasture land and other idle land, but our land and farms definition. An example for the state of Washington in 97 was about 15.8 million acres. This past census, we estimated 14.7 million acres. So there is a decline, but that's the same trend we see across the country.
Interesting, interesting. Now, I like to say that the last rotation that land goes into is either asphalt or concrete. I mean, is that where that land is going?
We don't ask that question, but if you talk to people, especially down at the county level, a lot of our data is at the county level, they know a little bit about new developments, new businesses that are going in, so they know where some of that land is decreasing over time. And that's what you see. You go through a lot of different parts in the Northwest and you see some new housing developments that used to be farmland. Especially you get closer to urban areas too. It looks a little more stark when they're building a lot more homes.
What is the division of labor between men and women in Washington State, and how do we stack up with the rest of the nation?
That's a good question. We showed quite an increase in Washington and other parts of the country about the number of female agricultural producers. At the U.S. level, 27% of the producers are female. In the state of Washington, it's all the way up to 42%. So that's quite a big increase. We have several counties in the state of Washington that are nearing 50%, and there was one county, San Juan County, is the only county in the state of Washington that has more female producers than male producers.
Is there any explanation that you have of this rise of female farmers?
Well, there are some agricultural organizations that are getting women, females involved. I would say we probably were undercounting female participation in farms previously. And we, due to some advisory groups, we asked questions about the demographics from three to now four different producers. And I think in that case, we ended up picking some more females that are involved in the operation. They're actually making some decisions.
So what's the average age of farmers in the state? This is a statistic that I've always been interested in. At one point in my life, I was the same age as the average age of farmers. I have aged out of that grouping. So what is the average age?
Congratulations on being better than average. The average age in the state of Washington is 58.1 for a producer. At the U.S. level, it's 57.5. And it's gone up, and it's a nice trend line that's gone up. I've looked at some of the counties, and some counties actually maintained about the same level, too. And so, but overall, you start looking at all the producers, the average age does go up. We do have some statistics on by the NAICS code, which is the North American Industry Classification System, and grain farmers that are produced as grain farmers, that average is lower, is 57.6%.
Oh, well, wonderful, wonderful. Are there older and younger counties in Washington? Which ones?
That's a good question. So we summarize the data by county and all the different demographics. So we calculate an average age of a farmer by county level. So in the state of Washington, the highest average is Wycoycom County, 65.5. That's over on the west side. Two other counties on the west side are above 61 or 61 and above, Clay Aylum and Grays Harbor. The oldest county on the east side would be Columbia County, down in the southeast part of the state.
And that is?
That is 61 even. The two youngest counties over on the east side, Franklin and Benton. Benton is 55.8 and Franklin 54.5.
Isn't that interesting? Do you have any explanation for that?
Well, what's kind of interesting also, we think it's the younger farmers, especially in those counties, an average younger farmer, the definition of a young farmer is 35 or less. They're actually, in the state of Washington, have a higher net farm income than the average farmer in the state.
Benton
and Franklin are leading that. So if you think about what's being grown down there, there's some larger farms, there's some higher value commodities down there, and you need to have a little bit more invested and get a little bit more money to get your return on your investment.
During this last census, during the 2017 census, you went from three principal operators to four principal operators. I guess I think of the word principal, and there's only one principal of a school. How do you have four principal operators?
Well, the reason why we open it up to have multiple principal operators is because our advisory group asked us to find more information about it. It'd be kind of hard to say if you and I were a partner, who would fill out the questionnaire? Who are we going to say is principal? We're both doing the same thing. Sooner, one of us is going to have to do it. I might put my name on there first if I was filling out the questionnaire. Or the situations where you have dad that's still involved. A lot of times dad may have been the one that's been the principal operator because he's the eldest and has been there the longest. But that may not necessarily be the case. We're thinking of operations where we pick up more females is where you may have two brothers operating, and now you have both spouses that are also involved. That might be one reason why we have more females now, too. Those are some of those cases that we see. So when you look at the work, in addition to the four principal operators, we asked this time new for the census is what type of activities did they participate in, farm activities? Was it tending the crops? Was it feeding livestock? Was it doing the record keeping? And to me, in my own personal opinion, by sex, it didn't really make that much of a difference. For land use and planning, crop decisions, for tending livestock, females were 58% of the females participating in the livestock decisions, where only 57% of the men. That's about the same. Record keeping, females were 73%, men 71%. So to me, that wasn't a whole lot of difference. In regular day-to-day decision making, men were 90% and female were 82%. To me, that's not much of a difference, but it really shows that females are really involved in the operations. And we also broke it out by age group. And to me, it's about the same thing. Even though those farmers, producers 65 years and over, they're still involved in a lot of those decisions. The only thing to me, significant to me, is the older farmers were more involved in estate planning and succession planning than those that are under the age of 35. So that was the only thing that looked different to me.
Yes, I can understand that. Okay, so I know that to be considered a farmer by the Census of Agriculture, you need to have a value of at least $1,000 of sales. Now, that $1,000 was enacted in 1974. I looked back on the inflation calculator on the internet, and based on today's dollars, that $1,000 in 1974 is worth $193. Is that really representative of agriculture? Shouldn't we focus on those who actually feed the country?
Well, first question, I would venture to say some of the small producers would think that they help feed the country too. But in terms of doing our work and collecting data from producers, you do have a point. And we could spend some more time getting some more detail on some of the larger producers. And there's a lot of people that do have that opinion. But this is the definition that Congress gives us. And we follow what Congress tells us, since they're the ones that do fund this project. So we follow that definition. It is a challenge to count those folks that are smaller, absolutely. In the state of Washington, I believe 67% of our farms have sales less than $10,000.
Interesting. Okay, so overall, we have about 35,000 farms in Washington. And as you said, 67% of them are relatively small. Now, put that in perspective. Tell me about the importance of big farms.
We can show the continued contribution of large farms when you look at the data and you look at it in terms of different maps and charts. And it's very striking where, in terms in the state of Washington, where we have 0.3% of our farms have sales more than $5 million, for example, but they contributed $5.54 billion of that total 9.63. So 0.3% of all the farms.
0.3%. That's not 3%. That's 0.3%.
That is correct. And for the inverse, for those less than $2,500 of sales, that's 16,700 farms, they contributed 0.01% of the value of the product sold. So we are counting a lot of small farms. It's still growing food, but when you start looking at the dominance of farms, those large ones definitely have a lot of contribution in our numbers.
What about 75% of sales?
Okay, there's an interesting table in the Census of Agriculture. I've always been kind of fascinated in it. If you string all the sales of a farm from the largest to the smallest, and you'd count it and for the total, and how many farms would it take to get to 25% of total state sales or U.S. sales, or 50% and 75% is how we break it out. It would only take 942 largest farms in the state of Washington. They accounted for 75% of the value of sales in the state.
Let me say that again. 942 farms out of 35,000 provide 75% of the sales.
You are correct.
Interesting. What about grain farmers?
Well, of those 942, 282 of them raised grain.
Okay, so 282 of the largest are part of that 75% of the sales.
Correct.
All right. Now, what about nationally?
At the national level, of the 2 million farms nationally, a little more than 105,000 farms account for 75% of those sales. So it's the same general data relationship you're going to see at the U.S. as we see here in the state of Washington.
That's just phenomenal. What is the average size of a wheat farm today in Washington?
For grain farms in the state of Washington, they average 2,212 acres.
2,212.
Where the state average of farms was 410. In the state of Washington, 4% of the farms had more than 2,000 acres. But in terms of grain farms, 42% of the farms have more than 2,000 acres.
So
you can tell the wheat farmers, it's a lot larger average size of a farm.
USDA has a few new questions on the census, including new and beginning farmers, which you mentioned, and another focusing on military veterans. What are we looking at in terms of the numbers for both in Washington?
So new and beginning farms, the definition, were 10 years or less on any farm. At the U.S. level, 27% of the farms were new and beginning. They've only been involved for 10 years or less, which is the exact same number as the state of Washington. In terms of military service, at the U.S. level, 11% of the farms had some sort of military service in the past or current. State of Washington was 13%. And in some counties, Spokane County, where we're at right now, even had a higher percentage because, you know, we're near military installations too. Some people retire and they farm here locally. Other numbers, years on the farm, we asked the question, how many years have you been on your present farm? Which is not necessarily new. For all farms in the state of Washington, it's 20 years is the average. For grain farmers, it's 25.7. So some of the grain farmers have been there much longer. And for young producers, that's the ones that are 35 or less, state of Washington overall, 7.4%. But for grain farmers, it's 8.4%. So we are starting to see a few more younger farmers getting involved, which is good. It's positive.
Yes, yes, it is.
Another thing that's kind of interesting, too, you're talking about some of our small farms. So if you think about some of the small farms, a lot of those are a second income. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have some off-farm jobs. So we ask the question, is farming your primary occupation? For all farms in the state of Washington, it's 40% is the primary occupation.
So out of those 35,000 farms, 40% are full-time farmers without off-farm income?
Well, their primary occupation. So they could have some off-farm income, but the primary occupation, other activity is farming. For grain farmers, it's 70% are considered primary occupation is farming.
Okay, 70%. That makes sense. That makes sense. Does the census look at wheat farming practices? And if it does, what have you found?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We ask questions about tillage practices. No-till practices used. So in the state of Washington, we estimated from the census 1,174,000 acres used no-tillage practices. grain farmers accounted for 85% of that.
Now, when you say no-tillage practices, you're talking about no-till or what we also call direct seed?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so and tell me that figure again.
85% of the 1.174 million acres were from grain farmers that used the no-till practices. No tillage practices were used.
Interesting. In Washington, what are the expenses for grain farmers, and how does that compare to the U.S. as a whole?
Okay. In the state of Washington, we may be a little unique, but higher labor is the largest expense by far. It may not be the same for the grain farmers, but for the state of Washington, higher labor is the largest expense category when we add up all the dollars spent. Feed is number two, then chemicals is number three. For grain farmers, it's different. Fertilizer is the number one expense, followed by chemicals, and then the third category is repairs, supplies, and maintenance.
What's the average sales of a farm in Washington?
For all farms in the state of Washington, they average sales of $273,893.
Mm-hmm.
When I looked up some of the numbers for grain farms, that number went up. That was up to $407,855. But that's just the income. But we know we also have a lot of expenses, too. For those grain farmers, we had an average expense of $319,000 per farm. We calculated net cash income for all farms and for grain farmers, or different types of farms. For all farms, the net cash income was $47,641 per farm.
Mm-hmm.
For grain farmers, the net cash income was $111,000.
All right. Well, good for us. We grow about 2.2 million acres of wheat in the state. Where is most of that wheat growing?
The number one county in the entire U.S. for wheat production comes from our state, and that's Whitman County.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! 524,203 acres is what was reported in the 2017 Census of Agriculture. The number four county came from the state of Washington as well. That's Lincoln County. I've done some research for the Grain Commission in the past and looked to see how far Whitman has led, and I'm trying to remember. I believe it was since the 1940s. Counties two through five tend to change. It always depends on acres and production, but Whitman has been a solid number one since way back then.
So you do see the sign as you pass into Whitman County that says it's the number one.
They can keep their sign up.
Good for them. Not only do Whitman County farmers produce the most wheat of any county in the U.S., they do it in what I would argue is one of the most beautiful locations in the country for growing wheat. You can't beat the rolling hills of the Palouse for picturesque photos, some of which I'll post on our Facebook page. As long as I've been involved with agriculture, I have never understood the reticence of some farmers to report on their operations. I know part of the reason is survey fatigue. As farmers become fewer, those who remain often feel overwhelmed by the demand for information from the government. A few also believe any information they provide will be used to tip the market against them. Everything I've learned indicates that's not true, but I've spoken with more than a few farmers who believe otherwise. Ultimately, information is knowledge, and it just makes sense to have as much knowledge as possible. I hope you've enjoyed episode 129, or what I've entitled, There's Something for Everyone in the 2017 Ag Census, about my conversation with Chris Mertz, Northwest Regional Director of the National Agricultural Statistics Service based in Olympia. Please join me again next week for another episode of Wheat All About It!
You think we're simple, you think we're not right. Look at your cities and ask yourself who's right. We've got country and you've got crime. We've got green and you've got grime. Let there be no doubt, we have what it takes to till the soil until our back aches. Just give us a break and don't be so rude. We love the work and you love the food.
We feed you.